This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian troops control about 80% of the fiercely contested eastern city of Severodvinsk and have destroyed all three bridges leading out of it. But Ukrainians are still trying to evacuate the wounded, according to a regional official. The governor of the eastern Luhansk region acknowledged that a mass evacuation of civilians from there now was simply not possible due to the relentless shelling and fighting. The Ukrainian forces have been pushed to the industrial outskirts of the city because of the scorched earth method and heavy artillery the Russians are using. He said that there is still an opportunity for the evacuations on the wounded, communication with the Ukrainian military and local residents. Meanwhile, it does look like WNBA star Brittany Griner's Russian detention has been extended for a third time. We get those details from AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
Russia's state-run news agency TASS reports Griner will remain in custody through at least July 2nd. She's been held since February after being detained at a Moscow airport after authorities there claimed she was carrying vape cartridges containing cannabis oil. Ned Price at the State Department says Griner should not be detained for a single day longer.
We have characterized Brittany Griner as a wrongful detainee. It's precisely why we are doing everything we can to see and to affect her prompt release from Russian detention.
Griner plays basketball in Russia during the WNBA offseason. The TASS report cited a top Russian diplomat as saying Moscow will not consider including Griner in a detainee swap until a court investigation into her case is completed. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And there is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is now trying to reassure Americans the economy is on the right track as his own approval ratings plunge due to high inflation. AP correspondent Sagar Magani with details.
Inflation's at a more than 40-year high, and the president says taming it is his top economic priority.
Gas is up and food is up, which we're going to get down come hell or high water.
But he notes the economic recovery is strong, with big job growth and healthy unemployment.
Under my plan for the economy, we made extraordinary progress.
Telling a union audience in Philadelphia, he's looking to rebuild the economy around workers, trying to draw a contrast with Republicans who have increasingly drawn blue-collar voters. But the GOP is blaming him and Democrats for high prices, with what Tennessee's Diana Harshbarger calls irresponsible and expensive policies.
The Biden administration has cared more about going woke than helping Americans who are going broke.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The House committee investigating the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol has postponed a hearing that was to feature Trump-era Justice Department officials. The hearing had been scheduled for Wednesday, but the committee on Tuesday morning said it had been delayed. A spokesman for the panel attributed the postponement to a number of scheduling factors, including production timeline and availability of members and witnesses. Representative Adam Kinzinger, a Republican member of the committee, said on Twitter that the hearing had been moved to next week as a way to space out the testimony surrounding the insurrection. Crowds of Trump supporters stormed the Capitol and interrupted the certification of U.S. President Joe Biden's victory. Unionized trackers in South Korea have ended an eight-day strike that caused major disruptions to domestic production and cargo transport. Thousands of truckers had joined the nationwide strike, calling for an extension of temporary guarantees of minimum wages amid soaring fuel prices. Representatives of the striking truckers and transport ministry officials reached a deal on Tuesday night on ending the strike. They say the ministry agreed to seek and extend current rules on minimum wage guarantees and consider increasing fuel subsidies for truckers. Britain plans to send its first group of asylum seekers to Rwanda amid outcries and legal challenges. Some who came to the East African country under earlier agreements tell the Associated Press the new arrivals on Tuesday can expect a difficult time ahead. Recapping our top story, Russian troops control now about 80% of the fiercely contested eastern city of Severodonetsk and have all destroyed the bridges leading out of it. But Ukrainians there continue to evacuate the wounded. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.